on this Saturday of the second week of Lent, if not for you, there's plenty of penance. The two readings are among the longest in the whole year. And of course, I'm already in bad shape, so not easy for me in any way whatsoever. But we have the fraudulent blessing with the help of his mother, Rebecca, of Isaac, who's also called Israel, over his brother Esau. It was Esau who was supposed to be blessed, but she contrived and he contrived, and they got the blessing that belonged to Esau. And so that is how that is. And of course, that explains a lot of the bad feeling in the Middle East between different tribes and so forth, you know, for over 2,000 years. It all started out in this way. But of course, God willed it, which of course leaves a lot of questions unanswered, which I will not even try. Nobody ever has, because they don't dare. They don't dare question the wisdom of God. But either way, it was supposed to be Esau who was blessed, and we were supposed to be descendants of Esau. Instead, it was Israel. In the gospel, of course, we have the two sons, again, two sons. There's always, or at least always, two sons, one good, one bad. And the one got his inheritance and took off and spent it on meretricious women. And then he came back because he was starving to death. And the father received him. And so we have the repentant son who comes back to the father. In that case, that's good for all of us, because all of us, in one way or another, are the repentant son. We have received our inheritance at baptism, and then later on, confirmation, confession, communion, and we waste it in sin, sometimes the horror of mortal sin. And God receives us and blesses us, just like this father of the repentant son, the sinful but yet repentant son. And the other brother, of course, was upset and jealous, and of course that means he's a sinner too. And there are many people who are jealous of those who are forgiven, and of course that's not good. Jealousy is part of pride and injustice, and it is a very horrible sin. In addition, today there are many, many saints, mostly martyrs, but one is not, but lived a very holy and exemplary life. The daughter of St. Bridget of Sweden, St. Catherine of Sweden, and she followed in the footsteps of her mother and became a member of the monastery that she opened in Vadstena in Sweden, and there she died, and not long afterwards was canonized by the Holy Father. But St. Catherine was who transmitted a lot of the things that we know about her mother, St. Bridget, and also she continued the work of her mother in the order of the Most Holy Trinity in the double monastery of nuns and monks in Vadstena, and then now throughout the whole world. So today we venerate the great St. Catherine of Sweden. It was she and her mother and St. Catherine of Siena that persuaded the popes to return home to Rome from their exile, 70 years of exile in France, the Avignon Papacy, which of course brought about many, many problems, eventually Luther, among others. But that's the way it is. There's no problem that God cannot solve. And today we're going to witness this as we baptize a problem that was just born. St. Constance Aurelia, who is now in the power of Satan. But after I pour the holy waters over her head, she will be gone begin to belong totally and completely to God. May this which begins today continue unto everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.